The Great Lakes
Gassers.
Absolutely, right here. We have
Jim Gilson.
Hiya, Jim. And I'm thinking that you were running today, obviously.
I made a couple of runs earlier, but developed a potential mechanical problem, so I'm sidelined for the rest of the day.
There's no such thing as potential. It just means you want to go back out again to really find out where the problem is.
I do, but I'm not going to.
The money just went flying out the window.
How potential is potential?
Well, I did my burnout in the water box, and
yeah.
I noticed that the oil pressure was fluctuating dramatically.
Oh.
Just a bad sending unit.
Yeah,
just keep going.
Yeah, except it has a mechanical oil pressure sensor on it. So
pretty accurate.
I just decided to play it safe and park it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but don't you want to be like a video on YouTube? Watch this!
No,
you know?
I don't.
What kind of car you got out there?
I have a 1963 Plymouth Valiant.
Woo!
You win. You get extra time here. Obviously, the oil sending unit for some Chevrolet got stuck in your car, you know, and blew it through. Wow.
Yeah, the strange thing about that is there's a Chevrolet engine in it.
Oh, no!
And the next fellow we have here is... All right. How did you... Wait a minute. We got one more question. How did a Chevrolet engine sneak into a fine Mopar?
Well, the Mopar engines, the old ones, are quite costly to find and repair and things like that.
So?
Basically, it came down to a monetary decision.
Yeah,
I had a Chevrolet engine on the shelf, and my Mopar engine was tired and needed to come out of the car.
Tired Mopar motor? I've never heard of such.
So
we know why the oil problem.
I switched over. So I have a unicorn, if you will. It's part Mopar and part General Motors.
What car? What engine originally came with that? 273?
I think it probably had a 225 six-cylinder in it when it was brand new.
What was in it when
Winter.
You drove it?
Winter.
It had a 340 in it with a tunnel ram and a four-speed when I originally acquired the vehicle.
And he took it out.
Yep.
Oh,
and the next guy we have here, how did you take out a 340?
Those Chevys, you could rebuild them for a dime.
I know, you can go get parts at Meijer.
Right.
You know,
that's
I need some 202 heads from Meijer. And no, actually, it's a smarter move. You know, because really, did you want this sticker for the Mopar? $5,000. What?
Right. Yeah.
You know, you want a 350 full bolt, four bolt mains? About
$150. I want that 340 he's got sitting there with the dual quads.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, what happened to the 340 motor?
I still have it in safekeeping. It's at some point.
Away from you people.
It will find a home in a streetcar or something like that down the road, I'm hoping.
Yeah, it is. I mean, really, it is a smarter move. I mean, it's... For people who ran Chryslers and worse AMCs, you know, I mean, that money, they are relentless. And I don't know why Chrysler became that way. I don't understand why there were, I mean, very cool engineered engines, you know, a lot of horsepower, and especially in the small block.
Right.
But you ran right into that how much?
Yes.
You know, especially when you take a look at tunnel ram for a Chevrolet or a Ford, $150 for a small block Mopar,
Right.
And they had like the question mark next to it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It basically came down to that. It was, probably about 3-1 dollar-wise to...
every bit of that.
We believe that. We
have
dedicated Mopar guys for a long time.
The guys who do run them, it's like you're rich. You're independently wealthy, you know? I mean, I don't know how many passes you're doing, but you're independently wealthy. I mean, how did you have to do that to change that over? I mean, to put the Chevrolet in it?
Well, you know, it's not a street car, so I just took all the Chrysler stuff out, and I put some, a front motor plate on it, right? And welded some tabs onto the cross member, and I put a plate on the back of the engine, and just bolted my General Motors transmission up to it. And actually, the drive shaft was the right length. And, everything else, kind of, the headers didn't work. But I just picked up the phone and made a phone call. And they showed up at my house the next day. I ordered headers for a Chevy 2 Nova that bolted right into my Valiant, dropped right in, no problem. So,
how did you get the Valiant in the first place?
There was this guy in Waterford, not far from my house on White Lake, that worked for me, and his father-in-law had this car, and it had been sitting for years. And I kept pestering him, and one day he had me over, and I looked at it, and we made a deal, and I brought it, and I brought it home 20 years ago this year, so I've been running that thing for 20 years.
Wow. As a gasser?
Yes.
With a Chevrolet?
No. Only about 8 years with the Chevrolet.
When you started taking a look at the bank account and going, huh.
Yeah, well, I had a Chevrolet engine at home at the time, so it wasn't a hard choice.
I mean, are you a fabricator by trade? I'm sorry. Are you a fabricator by trade?
No, I'm not. I'm a carpenter. So,
so you
have some mechanical skills, if you will.
So you made your engine bay out of wood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's all held together with nails and construction adhesive. And
duct tape.
Right. 200 mile an hour tape.
That had to be an amazing thing to have to, like, swap them out. Because there's, I mean, bless your heart for not doing the kit business. You know? Nick is here.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. And we're done racing for the day. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
It's been a long day.
I bet it's been. Anyway, so we have... all right, so we got more racing coming up. Nick's coming here. The Great Lakes guys are going to be staying around with us for a little bit more. Yes, oh yeah, oh, we got more. We also have a friend who I'm sure has a Chrysler engine in a Chevrolet. Okay, who do we have here now?
Bill Archer.
Hiya, Bill.
How are we doing today?
And what kind of fine Chrysler vehicle are you running today?
I have a 41 Willys with a 478 Hemi in it.
You stay. All right. Now, we will have the voting coming in today. Do you want the gentleman that has a Chevrolet motor with bad oil pressure and a Mopar? Or did you want... No, just kidding with you. All right. Are you running? Are you still in the running? Or?
No, I just broke out. I went too fast.
Well, that happens a lot with the Mopar.
Oh, hell yeah. How do you stop, you know? I mean, 20 feels like 10. I mean, that's anything that... I mean, how did you break out? Wait a minute. Is there a buyback?
My dial-in was a 633, and I went 629.
In the quarter, by the way.
Wow. Eighth mile.
Quarter, by the way. With the Hemi car. And it's all stock. You know, it came out of a 69 Coronet station wagon. You know, as we're trying to do that. That's brilliant, man. I mean, that really is. How long have you had your car?
I had the car since 2001.
And... bought a turnkey from somebody, or
no,
did you?
No, I went out to...
Look at that face go, no, no. We had many.
The only thing that's so original on it from the day I bought it is the outer shell, the doors, and the deck lid. Everything else has been redone on the car. Wow. It is a steel-bodied car.
Like this already. How much does it weigh?
But...
is it a heavy car, I would assume?
With my fat butt sitting in it... It weighs 30-60.
And without, it's what?
28-10. You do the math.
Well, I'm sure Hostess Cakes loves you. You know, it's like, all right, so Jabba the Racer. You know, that's fascinating. What engine did it originally have in it?
Well, when I first got it, I had a 355 Chevy.
Which you now can give over to the Valiant.
Actually, it blew up, so.
I always love blow-up stories. And how did it blow up? Not by getting it off the trailer.
No, we over-revved it.
That's my boy. I love it. Did you kind of know at the time? Or
oh,
you
yeah.
Went?
Oh, yeah.
It's that tink, 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 tink sound, and you go.
Shut right down.
And somehow, some way, when you hear that oil pressure, it goes like this.
Yeah, it's a heart-sinking feeling.
And
know?
Then, so what'd you do? Go, either we can, we're not going to rebuild it, because I'm sure there's shrapnel all over the place.
Actually, you know, ever since I was a junior in high school, I always wanted a Willys.
Yeah.
But what I wanted was pro-streeted big block Chevy with a blower on it. So, after my dad and I had went to a car show,
yeah,
they had several Willys there, but they were pro-streeted big block Chevy with a blower on it. And I said, I'm not doing this. So my dad said, well, why don't you try a gasser? Well, at the time, I really didn't know what it was.
Yeah, what is it, especially when you're just starting out.
Right. So when you know, I got to talking to people and reading and so on, most of them from 64 on had Hemis in them.
Oh, man, you're my favorite.
Yeah, all right, so you get an extra 5 minutes on the clock here.
But, no, it's, you know, we... I bought one years ago, and this is my second Hemi, and we bought this one, or we did this one from scratch. Everything is aftermarket on it.
Wow.
Where's your first Hemi?
It's actually...
Over-revved?
No, it's actually in a 69 Dart. It's a street car now, and it belongs.
Sounds like a good home for it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It sounds like a good place. You want to hang around this guy more, you know? Jeez.
Two Hemi cars.
I know, just like laying around the garage. It's like, what else do I put it? Let's grab that one and put it in there.
Well, actually, that 69 Hemi, or the 69 Dart, belongs to a buddy of mine.
Oh.
And so he wanted it. We did some trading. And so...
So what did you trade for a 69 Hemi? I mean, what did you...
His wife.
I was going to say. Dinner.
He wanted that motor, which was hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
And so he fixed the number three cylinder. He also had some a stroke crank and some rods, so we traded. And
he had this, but he wanted yours that he had to fix.
Yep. It worked out.
Oh, I want to find this guy.
It worked out good for both of us. So.
All right.
Yeah, it was a win-win.
And especially for a steel body car, I mean, because the temptation to run fiberglass, I'm sure, may be somewhere there. Or did you want to keep it all steel?
The car is all steel, but the front clip is fiberglass. It's a tilt front end.
Yeah.
And the back fenders are fiberglass because they're 2 inches wider than the stock ones were.
Oh.
So that's glass, but everything else is steel on it. The body, the deck lid, the doors, that's all steel.
You know, and I just happened to think with the Valiant, did you, when you first got the car, did you get the full interior with that?
No, it had already been stripped. It was turned into a drag car in 1968.
Oh,
really?
So, yeah. We figure that car has probably close to 5,000 runs on it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So,
and then it came to you with, I mean, in 68, they put the, well, they couldn't have put the 340 in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right around that time they came out with that motor.
Yep.
Yeah.
69, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then you got the hot one in 70, 71, and then see you later, alligator kind of thing. Wow, what a setup that hit. Was that set? That wasn't set up for a straight axle front end, was it?
It had a straight axle in it when I got it out of a 1940-something General Motors passenger vehicle.
Wow.
That the previous owner and I bent pretty well by slamming it down, doing wheelies.
Doing wheelies. In that car.
Oh, yeah.
5 extra minutes. Okay, good. The transmission and gear situation you had to have to pull the front tires off was?
Well, back when it had a Chrysler engine in it, it came with a 4-speed and a 557 gear.
Wow.
Not great for gas mileage, kids, if you're listening.
It would take 3/4 of 1 gallon to make one pass.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Not real good on the gas.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to take it to the 7-Eleven and come back with it.
Yeah, put a gallon in it so you could get back to the pit.
Then after I broke many clutches and drive shafts and things like that, I put a 727 automatic in it.
There you go.
And then
5 extra minutes.
After I blew up a couple of Mopar engines and got one last 340... I parked all that stuff and put my GM engine in with a power glide.
And haven't done a wheelie since, have you?
maybe.
That's a
long
question.
it's an amazing thing, especially if it was a race car, because then you had the period correct. If he built it in 68, it had to be pretty interesting.
It was an interesting story. Supposedly three high school kids pooled all their pieces and parts together and made this thing. Somebody had a straight axle, somebody had the car, somebody had the engine.
That's a little rascals.
It had Corvette bucket seats in it when I got it.
Ooh, sacrilege.
It was quite the quite the Frankenstein mobile when I got it.
Corvette but bucket seats.
The thing, went, the previous owner, when it had the 340 with the tunnel ram and the four speed,
yeah,
ran 990 in the quarter with the thing and big wheelies.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's factory stock.
Yeah.
You know.
With four-wheel drum brakes.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, would you like to stop soon? See, that's what we were just talking to John, too, with his four-wheel brakes, you know, drums.
Right.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't even drive a car on the road with four drums now, yeah, let alone going quickly.
It was a little sketchy.
My Barracuda's got the single cylinder, master cylinder.
Yeah, really, the one big push, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. But still, way to go, man. I mean.
Thank you.
It's kind of cool. I mean, to run the 350, because bless your heart, now you can still keep running, and that's kind of really the big picture.
Sure.
I mean, as much as we about Mopars, you know, I mean, we think that actually it's a class move, because really you could have parked it and said, well, it's been real, you know, or to go this route and to engineer that, because there's not a whole lot of, I would assume, here's how to put the 350 in a Valiant videos out there.
No. But I mean, the whole motor plate thing makes it to the point where you can put pretty much any engine in any vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like moving out the K-frame like you have to in Mopars all the time to, like, change them out, you know. I mean, what was the biggest roadblock you ran into besides headers?
Didn't really have one. It was just, you know, the monetary part was the...
Ching.
Yeah, you know. You had to get new headers. You had to get a transmission, torque converter, things like that, so... Those are all things that didn't quite line up.
Hey, it kept you racing, you know. That's,
yeah,
that's what
that's
all about.
That's what we're saying, yeah. I mean, you're still in the trailer, and you're still running the life, and you still have a little bit in the bank, as opposed to, a 202 valve.
I mean, I love my Mopars, but
yeah,
God, they're expensive.
How much was that W2 head?
Oh,
how much
God.
Was it? Would you like to pull a loan, sir?
Yeah.
You know, would you like this over 36 months or 72? You know, but it's a Chrysler, and you get to run the cool sticker with it. So that's all you need with Corvette
just
seats.
Rub it in.
Sue the bitches. You know, I mean, normally they, if you really wanted to be the cool guy, you put the Tradesman 100 seats in there.
Yeah.
You know, well, look at us. We're truck seats. You know, I mean, uncomfortable as a bitch. You know, and that would have to be the first one to go. You know, but Corvette seats, I would have put a knife to them. And next and better. Now. You had the full, or not the full interior, right? Eighth time two. You know, we don't want to run in an eighth mile. I mean, they ran out of gas here today? What's going on? We need air gassers, and gassers make their own gas, and that's why they run quarter mile. Here at Ubley Dragway. Anywhere else, they won't have that happen. Why do we love to hear that sound? Oh, wait a minute. Guess who's racing right now? Okay. Let's do it. Hey.
Oh, he's back.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, just give the microphone to Nick. Oh, it's first round action. Ready to fire tires and kick something.
Light the tires and kick the fires. Or something like that. I was getting backwards. Scott Ernst out of the racetrack. Brent Mars. The Naughty Business out of Flint, Michigan. 358 cubic inches. Small block Chev. Chevy twice. Look over top of the left hand shoulder. How about John Tompkins out of Lapeer, Michigan? 60 Firebird factory super stock automatic car.
What a winner.
672 on a 666, 92 miles an hour. Brent had issues. It went pop, pop, and no bang in the second gear. That is not fun. When's the last time you guys did that? They took in missed second gear and then jammed it in the third.
Oh!
It's good for gas economy, and it's better for the world.
We're
yeah, okay,
out.
Yeah, okay.
When's the last time I heard that go? It's good for the economy.
Yeah. I mean, where is... Oh, here's another one. Oh, we got to write this. Hang on, we still want to talk to you. But here is the Ubley Eliminator. You know, up here with oh geez, oh wait, a fine Chrysler. All right, this one gets a run.
Okay, or two,
or two. Yeah, I mean dialed in at what, Nick?
He's got a dial of 1190 flat
in the quarter.
Eighth mile.
A Mopar?
Yeah. I can tell you, mine runs in the eighth mile and the quarter. And that was before I took out the tranny.
There you go. He lifts the wheels halfway all the way down the track, pouncing down. Listen to those headers.
You guys are terrible today. You guys know that, right? And I just got here. I was at work all day.
I dig that. I do. I like it. It's like you want to race the pickup? Yeah, okay, let's go. Hop
and, he got to buy the first race.
Yeah, he's got to buy now. Evidently, there was some scared people.
A free shot any day is a good day.
Yeah?
For the most part.
Job well done. Talking about job well done. Welcome back, dude.
Dude, it's been a long day. Missed you guys.
Already.
It's well, we went up when you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning going, I really gotta go to work. Oh no.
Couldn't you be sick today? Did you need a note? We could find something on the internet for you.
I needed like 4 or 5 notes. Trust me, it was like one of those days where you go, is it noon yet? Because I just want to go. And it's 9 o'clock going, ugh.
Oh, it's God. Not noon yet.
No, no.
All right.
And the boss wouldn't even give me a minute to get coffee, so it's like, ugh.
Damn.
Like, guys, let's go.
It's hard to be a male stripper that early in the morning. Whoa, you can't get coffee, whoa. So there you go.
Don't tell everybody that. Sue's in the tower. Come on. Jeez. We're supposed to
and who's rolling
later.
Up the dollar now?
Well, the G-string is obvious.
Whoa, whoa, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Is that the reason why the poll's up here?
Sue's over here flipping out dollar bills. I got things to do.
Got to make money somehow. See? That's where the Chrysler guys come in. They'll do that dollar thing. Here, whatever.
Whoa, whatever it takes.
Anything to keep that 350 like running, you know? Where?
It turns into 20s. Holy crap.
But we were in fine hands with Hunter for the one half one of one round. All you know? Right. You teed him. You got him well done, well trained.
I do my best to take and train my...
Yeah,
alias.
Protege. Yeah, but never once did he say the word Viper, so he's out.
He gone.
He went away somewhere. Anyways, it's the reason why we have these gentlemen up here that we're doing in between rounds.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Now from my understanding that the Great Lake Gassers, say that quickly, are going to be running a little exhibition.
Yes. And we also have you guys coming back, I believe it's in September.
Yep, the 15th, I believe.
Yes. I've got it down on my schedule. It's also down on my board at home going, write this down fast.
Yeah, really quickly.
Yeah. My board looks like it just got murdered by paper. Cause it's been
yeah, because I can about imagine how much things have changed.
As we put it, as we put down on my board, this year is the year of, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Plan, and if it works, it works. If it don't, we're shooting from the hip, and it's the way it's been going. It's just been... Yeah, chaos.
Well, that's what John was saying. John Thomas was saying that, you know, it's now that it's becoming August.
Cool.
You know, people are like, we should be racing somewhere, shouldn't we?
That's the tough part. Everybody's going, so where are we going this weekend? Home, if we can get out of work.
Luckily, the weather has been holding up. I mean, I don't think you guys have been rained out too much, have you?
No, I don't think we have this year.
Yeah, which is really unusual because how many years... Yeah, no kidding.
Between...
They're lining up across the street to race in the cornfield.
Oh, yeah, there they go.
Between trying to get races in, and then it's just been stupid hot.
Yeah.
And then thanks to our lovely hurricane, we've had pop-up showers, what? There was, what, 4 on Thursday? That's when I called home. The exact words were, it's raining. I was like, oh, it's beautiful here. Uh-oh. What do we got for this weekend? And then it looked like it was supposed to pop in and pop out, and it stayed clear. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, because really, this is almost perfect weather for a race.
No, you're not lying there. You're not lying one bit, because we actually got rain here this morning at 4, because I got woke up by it, and I was like, oh, hey, please, just let us get in a good day, and let's everybody have fun, and these guys have a ball, because you guys are crazy. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, no kidding. To propel what they do, and especially in those heat suits, because, I mean, the fire suits, it's not to retain or to push heat away. It's to retain the heat. Because once you put those doggone things on, they're like 5, 6, 7, 8 layers.
Yours are what, 7 layer or 5 layer? 5. Yours is 5? That's still hot.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, because that's all your retention. You know, I mean, how much weight do you lose? I mean... Knowing, like a race, a whole day, you got to lose some. especially if you're thrashing.
4 or 5 pounds in a day, easy.
Yeah, because you don't want to get up to the line. Bourbon is suggested, however, you know, it's got to be tough because once it gets warm, and it gets warm inside of the place, and if you're, you know, even with the door open, you know, race cars don't have the finest airflow in the interiors.
Hey, hold on, I'll help. Yeah, really?
Greg?
Greg, don't take it off. Yeah. Dude, you took it off. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Weird. You tell him. Yeah, wait till his foot holds up. Okay.
Hey, that's right. He's still got the stumper.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but only for another month. So don't say nothing now. He should have said something in June, you know? However, if that thing kicks you, it's not a fun feeling.
That's gonna be rough in the studio for you guys. If you're something like, wham.
Yeah, or try to move it from the from the seat.
As you just
doing that, yeah, really. I'm on this side and I'm driving, so it's like, okay. Now, what is going on today, right now, for the folks that we're listening to in between time?
Well, as you guys all heard, I finally got here. Sorry for the delay. The working man is here. Thanks,
yeah,
Hunter.
Hunter's back where he should be. Except for he did a hell of a job. Because we were kind of like going, uh-oh, you know. We've got Sue already in the wings, ready to go, ready to call the race. But
tap in the closer. He's here.
Yeah.
We do have a little bit of downtime right now as guys got to get things fueled, cooled, and definitely going to be cooled because it is hot because I can admit to it.
Yeah,
it's actually 89 degrees out, so it's a little bit on the stickier side. So it's like, whew.
Wow.
Thank God you guys have a cool breeze, because if not, I know what it's like. It's like, are we done yet?
So how many more rounds do the gassers have?
I believe it's one more round of gas.
That's it?
Yes.
Ooh. Of how?
The carnage is real.
Yeah. Then they get to start just pedaling it, and they're going.
Oh, yeah, why don't you just have people just push? That'd be even better.
Let's not do that, because I know what that turns into.
I don't think you can leave all that stickum in the front. You'd be like one of those rats in one of the rat traps.
Yeah. That's why I have good shoes on.
All right, so we got one more round coming.
Yes, and I'm waiting to see if Mr. John Thomas is going to bring in his pro mod one more time. As he texts me going, I'm going to turn it up, I was like, uh-oh. And that told me step on the gas.
He's got a pro mod?
And his pro mod is here on the property.
Ooh,
that's his G-body Regal. That last time he broke it out, his blower belt went about 50, 60 foot in the air. I was like, uh-oh, plan B. Wow.
But makes for great videos.
Oh, it came down and missed his door by about this much. So
oh,
like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, kids.
Yeah. We all went running. I was like, where'd it go and where's the rest of it? Which was kind of a fright show going, Where is it? And it was just went, thum.
One of the gassers blew a axle.
Yeah.
About halfway down a little bit earlier today.
One. Yeah, and there was some stuff that was going. I mean, how many people broke today in the gassers?
See, I've seen yours as it got sent to me. So what did you break?
At least because we saw one on the line.
That was Mike, straight cat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine had oil pressure fluctuation issue, so I decided to park.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, no, it's because.
Oh, yours is what we call the whammy bar going. If it goes, it goes. If it sticks, it's good.
See, that's what we said. Bad sending unit. Try it anyways. What could go wrong?
Well, it usually leaves holes in, you know, you put in nice, real good mirrors and this stuff.
Yeah, so, no. Found a trailer.
Safe and hopefully it's in one piece.
Well, I'm going to go home and I'm going to take the oil filter off and cut it open and see what's going on. Oil pan.
Well, obviously no shrapnel.
Let's hope it might even be a bad gauge.
See, yeah, that's what we're saying.
Let's bank on that.
It's possible.
But it's mechanical, so...
Probably.
Well, that one's out the door.
Yeah. Then somebody suggested it might have air in the line, and I'm thinking...
Why, sure.
That ain't good either.
That's even worse.
Right. Yeah.
If it's air in the line, there goes a head gasket, there goes a head. Oh.
Yeah, it's so. Nothing like when you open up your, when you flip it over, put the pan, and you're seeing silver shakings, you know, and then all of a sudden you try to figure out what you tell the better half. Hey, I need a new car.
How long have you been married? Not together. Smart.
Can't say that. Look at,
yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, easy. It's been a rough easy, day.
Yeah, very well, yeah.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 6 years.
6 years?
6 years?
32.
Holy crap.
I know.
Wow, time flies. I didn't see you guys last year.
Not bad, eh?
Yeah.
But then,
I've had them backwards forever because it was always 6 and 32, so I always made it 38.
Job well done. Put them. Well, no, I don't know.
No, okay, no, yeah, no, yeah. No, no, no.
Anyway, are they here today?
This. Don't do this to me.
My wife is not.
Did you tell her yet?
No. No, 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 no.
I'm one of the lucky guys. You know what she tells me?
What?
Just go fix it.
Yeah.
My wife does too. She does not complain at all.
Oh, that's the best part.
This is a wife who has a insurance policy fully paid up. Go quick.
Don't feel bad.
Go as fast as you can. Don't pull that chute. Just go.
Oh, we've heard that story before. Make sure you pull the chute. Did you pull the pin? that's a loaded question.
Yeah. Talk about loaded question. Do we hear somebody coming up?
That is one of the coolest cats on the property. It scares the crap out of me every time.
Because?
It's an old school, it's a six-window coupe. The last time he was here a couple years ago, well, he went left, right, left, right. I was like, huh, I wonder what he's got to put on. His radiator cap, he left it sitting at the trailer. So it made for a heck of a show, but it was kind of cool.
I'm telling you, we need these videos. Virtual videos
the
once.
The theory there was all pucker power, and hold on.
Okay, coming around, we have yet another contestant coming up here at the Ubbly Dragway.
And he's got a really big bottle of nitrous oxide in his G-body. It's a 50-pound bottle.
Really?
And I'm not shy to say that.
So he's got like a 20 shot?
He's only got one kid on it trying to get something lined out. And I don't know why, but...
Wow.
I mean, it's a fast door car as is without the bottles, but he said I want to go faster. I put a bigger motor in it, but...
Nick, does he got a Byron there? We can't see who's on the other side.
This one, I believe, is going to be just a solo.
All right.
Solo, it's a 250 shot of spray. It's single stage, and it's on the button, so whenever he wants it, he touches it.
Wow.
It makes it fun.
I saw him racing that Yamaha V-Max earlier, and he was right side by side with him the
really?
Whole way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the tens.
It's a 10-second door car without the bottle. And he goes, I just want to go faster. And there's the purge.
I love the guys that can, you know, control it and not let the computer control it.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what he does.
Because then, you know, here it comes, you know.
Yeah. The funny part is he came out, like I said, last year, and it was getting towards dusk. And you can see nothing but pure flame shooting. I was like, oh, don't let a valve go because that makes him a bad day.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Let's see what he does. I said, he's still getting things lined out. You guys can see the top of the bottle right behind the roll cage. And here comes the hit right now. Oops. And there's the miss. 673 at 84 miles an hour on a miss purge, or a miss hit with his finger. So more than likely, it's on the back of his steering wheel, so when it comes off, you just got to try to grab it again.
Well, what's the reaction time on that?
Not good.
Yeah,
not good.
Say that it was he ordering a sandwich.
Here is finals.
Ooh, kids. We're sitting back on this one. We're going to have Nick Jennewick take you all the way to. Someone's going to go home a happy winner.
This is true. Somebody's taking home $5,000 in cash. Hey, it's in John Tompkins' pocket.
Yeah, he said so, yeah.
Hey, he told me it was 5 G's.
Just five? Well, he's keeping the other five?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You got to pick his pocket on the way out the door. Most dangerous time on the planet. If you're rolling snake eyes, 666 is a dangerous dial. It's got no inside of the racetrack. The old school fun. 385 cubic inches of Chevrolet power for the 37 five-window Ford. Dan Maynard, Jackson, Michigan, 633. He's chasing. Don Tompkins was posted on McMillan's side. 666 was on the dial for the 60 Ford. Winner picker going to go to, how about Tompkins, 669. On the 666, gets down there, jams the binders going, oops, got you. Maynard going to go 642 and a 633, trying to drive the stripe, couldn't get it done. 106 miles an hour.
Woo!
That gets it done. Maynard's got 385 cubic inches in that. Man, he's told me five different cubic inches every time I've seen him. It's been a 2.2, 700 cubic inch, and something else. Like, what in the world do you have in the thing?
Factory stock 2.2, one barrel.
Something.
With a 2,000 shot.
And then he told me he had a blower. I was like, that's not a blower. We call it a bug catcher.
Wow.
He told me he's even got a, he had a bird sitting on it. And I was like, on it or in it? And I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Whichever one makes it go faster. So John takes the top. So that money stays in his wallet, and it rolls over for the next race that he's up here.
Uh-huh.
Now, Nick, the next time that they're going to be up here is when?
September 15th.
All right. And who else is going to be up there besides?
Oh, I got a couple guys I'm bringing up for that one there. I do have a open comp altar race. They are going to be as old school as it gets. If you have to shift them, you got to shift them. But they are going to be wicked. The biggest cubic inch is 285 cubic inches. So they're going to scream. And they actually are all getting scaled. This one here, they all make, I think it's 2,400 pounds. 2,500 pounds with driver. So it's kind of cool to see. You're going to have four barrels, a couple two barrels. But it's
going to be... Two-barrel carburetors?
I don't know how they're doing it, but it's going to be kind of cool. They've been blowing my phone up going, we're doing this. I was like, okay, bring spare parts. Because you start winding them things up and letting them go.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to be scared. And they're actually bringing out the old, like, the face masks, too. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Oh, the old respirator style?
Yeah.
The ones that people go to Meijer now wearing?
I thought it was Kroger. Is it both? Oh, Hunter said both. Hold on.
No, Meijer, you don't have to have.
I was going to say, do you even have a Meijer up here?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. We do. It just opened. Of what year?
This year.
Okay.
Where at? Bad Axe?
It is open? Oh, cool.
Wow.
I ain't going there, though. Cool.
They're not
going
to have one in downtown Ubley?
Where are we going to put it at?
Right next to the bowling alley.
Sure. And pop up a Walmart and a Target.
I'm telling you, put the Chrysler dealership in here, and we're, no, not the new Chrysler dealership. Forget about that noise. Whatever they're going to be called now, Starion or whatever the hell that is.
Hey, you're so.
Yeah, them.
Appalachalucci. That's what we're going with.
Yeah, really, as far as we know. However,
I didn't do it.
We are waiting to see what John feels like doing now, because he was saying that we're going to have a couple of the Great Lakes gassers are going to put on a little bit of a show.
Who's turning up the wick higher is my question.
I'm Bill.
I know.
Yeah, but if you get that air out of your system.
Okay, we're back to the air again?
Yeah, see, all you have to do is just add another half quart. It'll push everything around. It'll make your pressure go up. Gee, it's an easy fix.
And I'm not riding shotgun. That scares the crap out of me.
I always love the guys that know how to fix your car that never, ever fixed a car before. Oh, I know how to fix one of those. It's simple.
That gets entertaining, especially when it comes to wiring. It's like, oh, yeah, just put this wire there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the wiring, the electrical guys are just, oh, I know what you're wrong here. Go ahead, find
that,
it.
That does get fun. Everybody's like, well, we can change this wire out to this color. And it's like, huh, really? Now it's polka dotted.
Yeah, that kind of fits. Yeah, and why doesn't that work?
We've done that more and more tonight going, so what are we changing on the MSD? Well, we broke a wire, so we need a wire to fix here, but I don't have 10 gauge, it's 12 gauge. Sure.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden you're finding the wire and you're doing this at night, you know, and you're trying to figure out, once it goes underneath the IP, okay, where does this thing go?
Oh, that's always gets fun. We're usually inside a trailer and there's 15 people going, well, who's got a wire? It's midnight and I'm going home because I'm beat and sure see you guys in the morning.
Yeah, really. We'll see it then.
Oh, we've changed drive shafts at night. We've changed trannies at night. Oh, too many times on motors. We ran and got heads. We actually have a guy that has a mill, so I was like, so we're taking years to get mill to make it work for tomorrow. It's like, oh, Jesus, here we go. Welcome to Racing for Tangeran. And that got scary more than once.
Yep. Should we go out and get some air in between the runs here?
I'm all for
it,
guys.
We think we're going to do that. So we're going to be back here. We'll send everything back down to the CKWI Radio 76 studios. And we're going to be back here very shortly. I was going to say, I'm not exactly sure when, but we're going to have Nick is really loaded and reloaded back up here. We're going to have the Great Lake Gassers up here. We're going to have, I'm kind of interested to see what they're thinking about doing.
I'm kind of curious myself, and I'm on two cans of nitrous oxide, so I'm good to go. scary thought, but it happens.
So good to go. We're going to be back here, and like we said, we'll be back here as soon as the action resumes here at the lovely Ubley Dragway in Ubley, Michigan. So we're going to send it back to our stations, of course, all the way across the line. From the home of the high-performance hits of the 60s and 70s, CKWI Radio 76.